Hello, my Hope Grown Faith friends. I just wanted to pop in and say hello to you. I was going to have a mom mentor today, but she wasn't able to make it. So here we are. But I'm excited to chat with you because there's something that I wanted to talk about, and that is the burden of Christmas. I felt the burden of Christmas so much when I worked in ministry, and I know that there are several of you who work in ministry or are married to pastors. And Christmas can be a really insane season. I was talking to our worship director's wife last night, and she said they have 8 services between them that they're responsible for between December 21st and the 29th. So in 8 days, they have 8 services. And that can feel really burdening. And even if you don't, you know, if you're not involved in ministry, it can still feel like a crazy season. And I rebel against that. I hate that feeling like it has to be a busy season. I think that it doesn't have to be. Now, for some people, they love the busyness, and maybe that's you. If that's you, you let me know. But I'm not somebody that loves that. So I've intentionally tried to really step out of it. So here's my question to you today. Are you heavy burdened? Do you feel the burden of expectations for what Christmas presents are supposed to be like, or of what your house is supposed to look like, or about the Christmas cookies that you're supposed to make? There are lots of things that can burden us at Christmas, about family expectations. One of my friends was telling me about, you know, all the family disarray that's happening this year. Mom's not talking to daughter, and so she's going to have to do 3 different Christmases this year, and that can be so heavy burdening. And I posted something on my Facebook page this morning that I thought, you know what? I need to share this because it's a good reminder from Jesus. So the reason for the season is Jesus, right? So, and here's what he said about being his follower. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And we talked about this last month when we were talking about peace and living with Jesus' yoke and him. You know, sometimes we think of him putting the yoke on us, and I think that's appropriate. But it's also appropriate to think of him as being the discipler, the one who's showing us and how to follow him, and also, you know, he's carrying most of the yoke. So the example that we were talking about was when you would yoke 2 beasts of burden together, so 2 oxen together, you wouldn't just yoke 2 new animals together. You would yoke a young animal with an older animal who knew the ropes and knew what to do. So in this case, Jesus is saying, like, I am gentle and humble in heart. Take my yoke upon you. You look, I am in the yoke with you, and I'm going to show you. My yoke is easy. My burden is light, because Jesus is carrying most of it. And often we want to take that back, right? We want to carry the burden, or we try to carry the burden. We think we have to do it. And yet here he is saying, I will carry the burden. You just got to come along. I will give you rest. You don't have to carry this big burden anymore. So my question is, how can you take Jesus' yoke this Christmas instead of the Christmas yoke? So Jesus' promise is that he will take the yoke. And no, that doesn't necessarily mean that we just have to drop everything that we're going to do. So we don't go to the kids' Christmas concert, and we don't go to the family dinner at church, and we don't go to family dinners, you know, family Christmas dinners. I mean, we can maybe drop some of those things, but we can't always drop them. But what we can ask is for God to give us joy in the midst of the things that we can't change. So there's that prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So there are things about Christmas that we cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? I love that. The serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So there are things about Christmas that we can't change. We still have to go to the kids' Christmas concert, right? That would be kind of sad for them if we didn't go. But sometimes we need the courage to change the things that we can. And so that's what I'm praying for. this week. So what I wanted to do was to share just a few moments with you. I'm going to read you one of my favorite picture books. It's called Song of the Stars. Whoops, there. It's by Sally Lloyd-Jones, who is the author of the Jesus Storybook Bible. So you guys have heard that. So I'm just going to read this to you because it is one of my favorite, most restful Christmas storybooks. So you don't have to own this book to enjoy the rest of it today. I'm just going to read it to you. All right. You can show this to your kids if you want to. They can listen in, or you can just enjoy the peace and rest of this moment with me. The world was about to change forever, and it almost went by unnoticed. But the leaves that night rustled with a rumor. News rang out across the open fields. A song drifted over the hills. The wind whispered it softly in the sycamore trees that waved their moonlit branches to the sky. A barn owl took flight. Woodland creatures stirred. It's time. It's time. In the pine woods, two deer raised their heads. A big brown bear sniffed the air. A red fox darted. The faces of little flowers lifted to the skies. It's time. It's time. The skies shouted it to the seas that thundered it to the waves that roared it to the great white whales that sang it to the starfish in the deep and tiny sandpipers danced it on shining sands. It's time. It's time. The running rivers bounded over boulders and the otters clapped and played and sang to the ducklings that splashed and quacked to the salmon that leapt and leaped. And tiny field mice and insects and little creeping things and sparrows and robins and every single blade of grass squeaked and hummed and chirped and sang, it's time, it's time. Wild stallions drummed it to the ground. Get ready, be glad, be glad. On a lonely peak, a lion raised his strong head and roared it out to the empty wilderness. The mighty king, the Prince of Peace. All the stars joined together in a chorus that rang out through the heavens, the bright and morning star. And on a hillside overlooking a little town, sheep nuzzled their new lambs, the Good Shepherd. Suddenly, angels lit up the whole sky and a great choir sang it out loud, it's time. He's come at last. He's here. And in a little town, in a little shed, in a little window, a candle flickered in the dark. And a tiny cry rang out in the cold night air. And high above, a single star set in the highest heavens shone out brighter than all the others and poured down silver into the little shed. A light to light up the whole world. The animals stood around his bed, and the whole earth and all the stars and sky held its breath. The one who made us has come to live with us. And as a young mother with no place to rest, nowhere to stay, kept it as a song inside her heart, our rescuer. And they gazed in wonder at God's great gift, lying on a bed of straw, wrapped in rags, a tiny little baby. Heaven's son sleeping under the stars that he made. The end. Oh, that is so restful, isn't it? Just such a good reminder of what this season is meant to be. So can I pray with you? Hopefully I won't be too awkward this time. Jesus, we just thank you so much for coming down as this tiny little babe, for choosing to live amongst us. Jesus, may that image dwell among us richly this Christmas, this image of you choosing to be humbled, choosing to be weak, and choosing to come as a tiny baby, that we might see our rescuer in a totally different light, not as a knight in shining armor, but as a humble, beautiful child that cried just like our babies did and needed to be changed just like our babies did. Thank you for choosing to just shatter all expectations and do something so out of the expect just so out of normal, out of the normal, out of expectations, out of the ordinary that we think it's so easy now. We think it's so simple. Well, of course, Jesus came as a baby, but here you are, the God of the universe, sleeping under the stars that you made. We thank you for that, Jesus. And may your peace dwell in us richly as we go through this season of Christmas. Help us to figure out what we can leave and what we can take with us. And when there are things that we need to take with us that don't bring us peace and joy, please be our peace and joy in that process, in those family expectations, in those other expectations that we just have to do this Christmas. Be with us, and may you bring your peace and joy and love deeper into our hearts as we step into those hard things. Amen.